248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
CBS News Brief. All the rain that's fallen on the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast has to go somewhere, and Odyssey New York meteorologist Craig Allen says it may be in your neighborhood.
River flood warnings will stay in effect right through the day today across New Jersey, New York State, Connecticut, and then on up into New England, because these rivers are going to take a long time to crest.
Lost in the flurry over the defense secretary's lack of transparency over his prostate cancer is his prognosis. White House correspondent Weijia Jiang.
Doctors say since they caught Austin's cancer early, he has an excellent chance of making a full recovery.
It's debate and town hall night for three top GOP presidential contenders in Iowa. CBS's Ed O'Keefe says the first primary state is looking more competitive.
While DeSantis and Haley look to be vying for second in Iowa, a new poll shows Haley has cut former President Donald Trump's lead in New Hampshire down to just single digits.
CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Southwest Wisconsin appears to have the most snow after the big storm that shut much of southern Wisconsin down yesterday. The National Weather Service says as of a few hours ago, Benton and Lafayette County had 10 inches of snow, Verona and Red Granite had 8 inches, Plymouth and Waupaca had 7. The Wisconsin legislature will have new political boundaries this year after December's Supreme Court ruling. Governor Evers says it's a big step toward a more fair and functional legislature.
We are a purple state. The legislature does not reflect that. We have to have competitive races. Our present legislature does not respond to that.
That's Evers speaking with Pat Kreitlow on Up North News on Civic Media. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Marshfield Waste Management Transfer Station is temporarily changing their scale hours starting next week. This affects the drop-off of bulky items, including mattresses, furniture, bicycles, toilets, etc. The new hours begin Monday, January 15th. They'll be open 7 to 5 on Mondays and 7 to 3 Tuesdays through Fridays. They'll be closed from 11 to 11:30 each day. If you have questions, contact the Street Division at 715-486-2081. Emergency room physicians note an increase in individuals experiencing heart attacks, chest discomfort, and various heart-related issues due to shoveling. For older adults with high blood pressure, elevated cholesterol, or obesity, medical experts recommend seeking assistance for snow removal tasks. If you have to shovel it yourself, work in sections and take frequent breaks. Avoid throwing the snow, just slowly push it. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. It's 8:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
Our head of production, Seth Habhager.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We're going to kick things off the way we like to, talking a little Mother Nature, a little weather with our friend Brittany. Good morning, Britt.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing good. How are you doing?
Pretty good. I'm just a little sad. I wanted some more snow up here in Wausau, but
I was wondering how that went for you. Okay, Brittany,
we got about an inch and a half here. How about you?
We got a little bit more than that.
Yeah. We got quite a bit here. Mm-hmm. A good portion here, and it doesn't look like it's going to stop from there to either. Brittany, I want to let you do your job, but I have to stop for a second because my Jewish mother promised me. I promised her that I would tell you she loves you. She loves your forecasts.
Oh my gosh, I love your mom. Tell her I love her back. That's part of the family, I guess.
Yeah, oh, definitely. Brittany, I cannot tell you how hard it is for me to get points in my family with my mother and father, and you are beating me in points. And I don't know how that happened. She didn't even know, she wasn't even sure of your name at first, and somehow you have more points than I do. So congratulations.
Welcome to the club, Brittany.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You are behind Melissa, I will tell you that. Yes, you are definitely.
Won't take long, though, promise.
What does Mother Nature have in store for us, Brittany? Because it does look like we are going to be getting a little bit more of this.
Yeah, we sure are. So we've got another little shot headed our way later on this evening. So that'll push in. After about 8 o'clock, we'll start to see some more snow flying around. We're really only looking, though, at about 1 to 2 inches by tomorrow morning. That all winds down, kicks on out of here by 7 a.m. The thing is, our temperatures are going to be slowly dropping after that. So we've got our Friday storm. It's like a repeat of the one we just had. It's seriously tracking in the same direction there. It might pack a slighter, bigger punch because our temperatures are going to be a little bit colder. We're going to be into those low 30s, upper 20s, but definitely all snow. I know a lot of the other, I don't know if you heard about the southern half of the state or by Lake Michigan, a lot of rain mixing in with this last one. Mm-hmm. So this one will be the lighter, fluffier, a little bit more fun snow to have.
Easier to shovel.
That one's hitting all day Friday, and we are looking at anywhere from a half of a foot to about 8 inches here into our area.
Whoa.
Okay.
Yeah. That's... okay, keep the shovel and the galoshes handy. What galoshes?
Yeah.
Wait, do they even sell galoshes anymore?
I think they do. I saw galoshes.
I don't know where that came from. I all of a sudden, I turned 95 for a second there. I don't know where galoshes came from.
That's your willies. You're going to England.
Yes, there you go. Yeah. We appreciate you, Britt. Thanks so much for the time.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Have a great one.
You too, Brittany.
Appreciate you. Brittany, well, that's fantastic. We're enjoying this. Yeah. Right away, first thing my mother tells me when I see her the other day, I haven't seen her really talk to her in like a couple of days. First thing, that young lady doing the weather is amazing. She is so much fun. That's how the weather should be. It should be fun. Yes, okay.
You need your bad news with a little sugar. That's what you need. A little more interesting than just
a spoonful of sugar.
There we go. Well, good stuff on the way. We are not going to be taking every opportunity to make Melissa sing, but we will also have the top 10 personality traits we share with our pets.
As we perceive them.
Yes.
I think we should add a caveat on that.
Yeah. How many nights a year does the average American get of the perfect night of sleep? We'll get into that as well. What's food you can cook wrong on purpose? What's a food you can cook wrong on purpose?
Oh, that'll be interesting.
Yeah, I think that'd be an interesting one.
Fascinating, yeah.
Some entertainment news for you. We'll get into one of the subjects I want to talk about are popular TV show tropes that have aged badly. That should be fun.
Most of them, if you ask me.
A little bit later, we got a story that Melissa sent over to us. We'll get to in the 9 o'clock hour. Most popular names for babies. Most popular baby names in the U.S.
All right, very cool. Yeah.
We're going to touch on some of that one. And I also want to touch on the year ahead and what are some of the big storylines we can expect. I saw a great article at USA Today that had some really nice pieces in it that I want to pick from and just touch on some of the things coming up in this year to look forward to that I think are not only game-changing but pretty positive.
Cool.
All of that coming up. It's a Wednesday, and we usually have our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday with our friends over at Quality Plus Printing. Talked with Phil yesterday. He has an appointment and is not able to make it with us today, so he'll be on tomorrow, same time.
All right, cool.
He'll be on around 8:40-ish, 8:45, somewhere around there tomorrow. He'll join us with our Wicked Awesome Word of Thursday.
I was going to say, is there another way we can alliterate that?
The thunderous Thursday words.
Thunderous.
I don't know.
Terrific. That was a... Thesaurus Thursday.
Ooh, nice.
That's hard to say,
that's
though.
That's better. I like that.
That does not roll very well.
Of course,
That's why it doesn't happen very often.
That's right.
Of course, Thursdays we also be joined by Madison Rafter and our wonderful Pet of the Week.
Wicked Awesome Pet of the Week.
I almost said Wicked Awesome Pet of the Week. I almost did. Yep.
That's good.
So close.
Because that's Wicked Awesome.
It is. But we're starting here, and we're talking about, I think, something that's important also, kind of interesting. We're talking about your glove compartment box. Your glove compartment.
Okay.
So we have here from a mechanic, things everyone should keep in their glove compartment according to a mechanic.
Ooh, okay.
This time of year in the Midwest, too, we also know that as soon as that snow hits, what's one of the first things you're asked, or you ask yourself, or do I have all my snow stuff?
Yep, emergency kit.
Ice scraper.
Yeah, ice scraper, yeah, all that kind of stuff.
Sand in the back, you
blankets,
yeah. Yeah, all those things. So I thought that was kind of noteworthy and a nice reminder to anybody out there who hasn't done that yet. Get on it.
We haven't thought about it because we haven't had any snow, but here it is now, so...
Well, let's be honest. Glove compartments are often used to store things like sunglasses or paperwork or, garbage.
Napkins.
It might as well be the napkin compartment.
Oh, yes.
Where most of us use it. Well, a mechanic has weighed in with suggestions of what useful items you should keep in yours, along with the napkins and all the other things. And it doesn't look like these are in any particular order. So first up, flashlight.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That seems like a no-brainer, yeah.
It's not just a great Parliament song. It's also... It's also very important to have on you. It's also such a reach.
It's a great reference. Oh, obscure references. Keep them coming.
They make a lot of flashlights nowadays that don't even take batteries. They just operate on plugging them in, charging them, that kind of thing. I think that's not a bad idea either, having some of those.
Yes.
Your vehicle's manual. Yeah.
Well, it comes in the glove box.
It lives.
Yes. You should not take it out of that. You should leave it in there. Yeah.
I like that. It's where it lives. It's, I like that. Anytime the manual is getting mail, that's where it's delivered. It's delivered right to the glove box.
Boy, I tell you, it's something you think of until you need it.
Yes.
So you
yes.
should always have it right there so you can always refer to it if you need to.
You know right where it is.
Exactly.
Even when, because I have, other than a year difference, I went from a Liberty to a Liberty. I went to the very next thing. And even when I think I know everything about it, I don't. Because
there are differences.
It's a good thing to have.
You're going to complicated.
Yeah.
Yes, they are.
And you're going to want it at the very least, in case you do need it, even if you never do.
Exactly.
Having it there is just a peace of mind.
Yes.
Proof of insurance and registration. Yeah.
Yes. Also where those live.
Yes. That's okay. Now, I could say if you have one of those center consoles, between the two front seats, you could put it there too. But you need to have it with you. Otherwise, you get in big trouble.
I love a good center console.
Yes.
I like a good, put my elbow, open that puppy. I love those things.
Yeah, those are great.
Tire pressure gauge.
Yes.
I keep it there. Actually, I keep mine in the little pocket on the door.
Oh, okay.
Nice. That way I don't have to climb across my seat to grab it.
In case you need it,
check my tire pressure.
It's a good spot. Yep. It's a good spot for it. My dad gave me one of those first car I ever owned, and I've had it ever since.
Yep. I would say also, instead of getting the digital ones, just get the classic, stick ones.
Yeah.
Because
$2 one you can get.
Yeah, because otherwise you had to keep up on the batteries and stuff like that. Just having that regular one, it measures it just fine.
It works just fine.
Don't need to worry about any moving parts. So, yeah.
I couldn't agree more with that.
Yep.
I've never even used them.
Well, moving parts, but you don't have
just the one. Yeah.
I've never used one of the more modern ones or anything. I don't know.
No.
Mini first aid kit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
You never know.
I kept that in my center console.
Yep.
Nice. Nice. This says pen and paper, and I don't know if that's necessarily necessary, but I like that. I think that could come in handy.
Not a bad idea.
Everything from a creative idea to who knows?
Yeah, you got it.
I think that for some people, that might be there because of having to write something down, like maybe a phone number you hear on the radio, or somebody cuts you off in traffic and you want to write down their plates or something like that. Nowadays, with our phones, we've got so much of that covered.
Right. Or Beth does for mileage. I'm sure people, because if you have to keep track of your mileage for work or for other things, that's a great way to have if you have a nice little notepad in there in your car.
We have so many functions now on other devices that track those things. I used to keep a notebook and paper, a notebook and pen in there to track mileage for gas, how good I'm doing on gas mileage. Wow. Now my car tracks that itself.
My parents used to do that same thing.
That's interesting.
And I don't know why.
I
look back on it and I'm like, okay, this is okay. I guess, good information to have. Good job, car. You're doing well.
For years and years during the NFL draft, I would sit and write down every player that was drafted in my notebook. I would write their name, where they went to, who drafted them. I did this in high school and junior high when we didn't have internet and all that. I still did it for years, even when I could just look it up online. I couldn't help
myself.
It's
a little tradition. Nothing wrong with it, though.
A multi-tool. It's more than a Swiss Army knife. It includes pliers, a screwdriver, and a small knife.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
That can be very handy. Yeah.
They make a lot of really good ones of those nowadays,
They do, and they're not that expensive, so yeah.
Shout out to the Swiss Army knife. Still going strong.
Still going strong. Yep.
Still have not found a use for the tweezers.
Oh, really? The tweezers and the toothpick were my favorite parts.
They were great.
Yeah. Toothpick always got lost really early, though.
Yeah.
The can opener. That one is one I don't think I've ever really used.
Yeah,
it's not very good as a can opener, but yeah.
But it does work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just in case you need it.
Spare fuses is the final thing on this list. It's good to have backups in case one blows out while you're on the road. You can reference your vehicle's manual if you don't know how to replace it.
Do cars still have fuses now? With all the computer stuff, isn't it like extra computer chips? You need those with you?
How about extra gloves?
Yeah, like in the glove box.
Well, that's something. The named thing in there, James. That's weird.
Yeah, right.
Well, in winter areas like this, a hat, extra gloves, you never know.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So that's not a bad thing.
All that would fit in the glove box, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. As long as it's in the car somewhere, I think you're good.
I do have an extra pair of gloves.
That's part of the emergency kit.
See, you got it.
I have an extra pair of gloves in the car. I do.
And the ice scraper, but you never store those in the glove box or anything. They're just kind of laid around the car.
I have a long one.
I know.
So I can actually reach the windshield in the back seat.
Yeah.
I don't have kids.
So just throw it in the back, you know.
You know how some people have their rifle in their truck? They have a holder for
the rack,
it.
Right? Yeah.
I want a rack for my ice scraper.
Oh, see, now that would be cool. Yeah. Just you get a nice big one. Yeah.
Big
like heavy duty ice scraper.
Yeah, I got to pick that up. Picked that one up a little while ago. That's a 74. Yeah, it's a 74. It's an old one, but it's pretty good. It's nice. Little things like that, I think. I don't know if this list was done. It's from lifehacker.com, and you can find the complete list the complete article at lifehacker.com. We gave the complete list. I don't know if they did this in the Midwest or not, but gloves, extra hat, that stuff is mandatory.
Especially during winter, you got to get all that in there.
We will take a quick time out. We will come back our WFHR birthday and anniversary club coming up on the morning show here right at WFHR.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with some light snow developing by late this afternoon. Our high right around 30 with wind west at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy with some light snow, a couple of inches possible by the time everything ends late tonight. Our low 20. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 28. More measurable snow possible Friday, Saturday. After that, it is going to get really cold. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host. Oh, there it is. Wait. No, get out of here. Get out of here. Wait, I want this one. Yeah, that's the one I wanted. There we go. It's time for the birthday and anniversary club. Going old school.
Very old school,
Isn't that what the kids say? Old school? I love a good piano. It's time for our wonderful, fun morning show birthday and anniversary club, everybody. This is where we get to do some celebrating, grab a qualifier, and give some people some stuff to win at the end of the month. We're
going
to have some fun with this one. We encourage you to get us those birthdays and anniversaries. Send them to info@WFHR.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can hit up any of our staff that way.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and direct message us on our Facebook pages. We'd love to hear from you there as well. And, of course, you can call up and join the conversation.
All right.
Let's dive right in, everybody. We got a first up on the list. We want to wish you a happy... Oh, actually, I need a 1 through 3 here. I'm sorry. Give me a 1 through 3, Seth.
3.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. We can get right into the celebrating. First up, want to wish a very happy birthday to Jeremy Osborne.
Happy birthday, Jeremy.
Happy birthday, Jeremy.
Ozzy is his nickname, and went to from sixth grade on, went to school with Jeremy. Jeremy was integral for me in understanding and knowing more and more of what it's like for people with disabilities. I had not grown up around a lot of that. Jeremy has cerebral palsy, and one of my best friends growing up, and one of those people that I just enjoyed and loved being around so much. Jeremy, currently, I believe, in Madison, working hard down there. there and doing really well. Happy birthday to you, Ozzy.
Very good. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Jamie Knipple.
Happy birthday, Jamie.
Jamie's wonderful. Jamie's awesome. Wish you a great birthday, Jamie. Enjoy your day. We hope it's a good one for you.
Mm-hmm.
And another awesome, wonderful person celebrating a birthday, Sheila Bowen.
Happy birthday, Sheila.
Happy Sheila.
Sheila is our qualifier, and she can qualify because she doesn't normally technically work with us anymore. Many longtime listeners out there may remember Sheila. She worked works in the WDLB and WOSQ radio studio. Oh, the office, she is our traffic the traffic lady over there. I'm used to saying our traffic. Yeah, I worked with her for so long.
You did, yeah.
She's the Pam of there and, yep. And just as integral. She's mm-hmm. so good. Mm-hmm. Sheila's so good at what she does. Wishing you the greatest of days, Sheila. And that's kind of cool. She qualified.
That's awesome. Yeah.
That's great. Congratulations, Sheila, and happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
We take a look at our celebrity list, and it's rough. Chris Smith is 45. And if you don't remember that name, well, that's because you knew him as Daddy Mac, the sole survivor of Criss Cross.
Oh, no. Daddy Mac will make you. Mac's dad will make you.
He'll make you into art, apparently. He's into art and spending his days painting nowadays. That's
really?
What he does. He's an artist.
Yeah. Does he do it backwards?
Yes, yes. Oh, that'd be great. All of his paintings are backwards, yes.
There was that one time, what was it, 91, when all of a sudden everyone, all the kids were wearing their stuff backwards because of that one song and that video.
At least for like a week or two straight.
Like yes.
That was the thing. Even in Wisconsin Rapids, that right. was the thing. There were some kids doing that.
It was there long enough that there were t-shirts.
Yeah.
With like cartoon characters wearing their stuff backwards. So it was long enough for that.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Every Warner Brothers character. Well, every one of them. Yep.
Bugs Bunny.
Brent Smith is 46. Shinedown singer.
Okay.
Don't know Shinedown, but.
Shinedown. Yeah. Yeah. Hmm.
Jermaine Clement is 50. Oliver Bird on Legion, the giant crab that sings Shiny in Moana, half of the comedy duo Flight of the Conchords.
Oh, yes.
One of the greatest voices you will ever hear. Yes. Oh, my God, I like Jermaine Clement's voice.
Oh, he's the Flight great. Of the Conchords, man. They wrote some just tremendously fun and funny songs. Oh, my gosh, so good.
Wonderful, wonderful actor and does a lot of great stuff with the BBC. I really enjoy a lot of the work that he does there. And he's really gotten into the voice acting.
Like, yeah, that's very cool. Yeah.
Done a lot of great work with that. I don't remember much about Moana. I didn't really see it, but my nephews were watching it. And I heard this giant crab and immediately was like, oh my God, is that right? And I
yeah.
was so excited. I had to watch that scene just because of that.
It's a great scene. Yeah.
Brad Roberts is 60.
Lead singer to the Crash Test Dummies, Brad Roberts.
Once there was a man.
The deep-voiced singer of the Crash Test Dummies. Yes.
Actually, a really nice voice.
He does have a good voice.
I don't mean to make fun of it.
Resonating.
Yes, yes.
But it was an odd song.
That's a good way to put it, Melissa.
It is, but that was a weird song. I'm actually a much bigger fan of their other hit, Afternoons and Coffee Spoons.
Yeah,
that's an awesome tune.
It's a fun song, yeah. That's another one that was.
Afternoons and Coffee Spoons. It's
yep.
an awesome tune.
It's
a great one.
Rhymes,
it's a great
too.
Title.
It didn't even mean it.
Evan Handler is 60. David Duchovny's buddy Charlie on Californication. Harry on Sex and the City. And Hurley's imaginary friend Dave on Lost. I forgot about that character on Lost. I forgot about a lot of things about Lost.
The more I hear about Lost, the less I want to watch it. I'm telling you.
Yeah, dodged a bullet there, bro. Pat Benatar is 71. Hit me with your best shot.
Yeah. Invincible.
Heartbreaker.
Vocals.
She's great.
Shadows of the Night.
Yeah.
Love is a Battlefield.
Man.
But man.
I found out from Pat Kreitlow this morning that she was classically trained. I didn't know that.
Really? Oh, I didn't know that either.
That's interesting.
Cool.
We Belong is like one of those anthem 80s songs that you have to put your fist in the air when you hear it. Even if you don't like the song or you don't know it that way, you have to.
Man, for me, that's my favorite of Invincible is my favorite song. And that's another fist pumper, man.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's she's one of those artists. You just forget how big she was, how many hits she had.
Ya.
Yeah. George Foreman is 75. For like a lot of us that love boxing, grew up in a boxing family or enjoy boxing or any of that, George Foreman has kind of gotten lost in the shuffle in some ways with it, as being the kind of villain in the Rumble in the Jungle.
Right.
He really wasn't.
No.
He just happened to be the guy going up against the mouth in Ali.
In Ali, yeah.
And Ali could turn anything into it. Ali could have turned Mother Teresa into a villain. And you would have betted against her.
Yeah.
He was that good in the mic, he was that good at talking and could back it up.
Mm-hmm.
It should be noted, George Foreman came back and won a heavyweight championship.
He was like 46 or something like that?
Yeah, he was way up there. I believe he's still the oldest heavyweight champion, and I don't see anybody breaking that record.
No.
Especially with the way boxing has gone and everything. Mm-hmm. And named every single one of his kids George.
I have to say, he had one of the great post-boxing careers, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
I still have like two George Foreman grills, and I still use them.
Nice.
Because they're that good.
Nice.
They're so useful. Nice. Yeah.
And James, every one of his kids, including his daughter, right?
Yes.
They're all George. Yes.
More power to him.
And what a great personality, too.
Yeah.
Funny guy. He's just fun.
It's a great point about his after boxing career.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen very often, especially for boxers.
Yeah.
So that is noteworthy. One of the greatest minds of music has ever known, Donald Fagen, is 76 today. I may be a little biased on that.
A little? Yeah, a little biased.
A little bit. Big Steely Dan fan over here. I will say, you could take literally any, I believe they have 90 or 100 some songs they did over their career. Any one of those songs, I don't care what song it is, you take any one of them, some of the best production you will ever hear.
Mm-hmm.
Ever.
Yeah.
I don't care, Booty Stava, Hey 19, I mean, Bad Sneakers, you can take anything from Steely Dan.
Black Cow, one of my favorites.
Black Cow, maybe my favorite.
Yeah. Peg, another great tune.
Oh, Peg's so good. The production is unparalleled.
Yeah.
And he did this, Donald Fagen did these things at an insane level at a time when you didn't have so much of the tech that we have nowadays to be able to fine-tune and do some of the things that he did it with his ear. And,
mm-hmm.
and I imagine, Seth, that you get that on a different level than even I do. I just respect it as a fan of music.
Yeah, absolutely. And I got to do a quick shout out here. If you're a fan of Steely Dan, you got to check out his 1982 solo album, The Night Fly. Mm. It is awesome.
It's such a good solo.
It's a great record.
A lot of musicians born on this day. We've had a handful already. How about Rod Stewart is 79 today?
Whoa.
That's
still going strong.
Whew.
Rod Stewart was doing the funky hair thing long before anybody else.
Yes.
He had that fashion trend down.
Just because I think that's what his hair does. Yeah, I don't think he has that much to do. I got to tell you, when I was working at an arena convention center, that was one of the better live shows. He is a great entertainer. Mm. He really gets the crowd going.
I've always heard that. I also heard that a lot of times, like if there's a dead moment in the show, he'll go out there with a soccer ball and kick it around.
Yes,
I don't know. Soccer fan.
I don't know if he did that at the show I was at, but I had heard that. Yes.
He'll sit out there for like a good 5-10 minutes just playing, kicking the ball like to himself and everything, and then kick it out to the crowd and everybody loses it.
Yeah,
and
of
everything.
Course. Yeah, yeah.
Then some people no longer with us. Another great musician and singer-songwriter, Jim Croce.
Oh.
Mm.
Born in 1943.
I could take time in a bottle.
So many greats. Bad, Bad, Leroy Brown, I Got a Name, Operator. I'll have to say I love you in a song. Don't mess around with Jim. That's the one my dad and I used to sing. On September 20th, 1973, during Life and Times tour, and the day before his single "I Got a Name" was released, Croce and five others passed when their charter plane crashed into a tree during takeoff.
Mm.
Just another artist that we lost that way.
Yeah, very young, too young.
Yeah, way too young. But what an amazing songwriter!
Yes, he wrote some classics.
Loved to see what else could do. Roy Bulger, born in this day in 1904, the Scarecrow on The Wizard of Oz.
Yes, Mr. Noodle Limbs himself. That man could do stuff with his body, man.
People, when I tell people my first nickname was Scarecrow, it's in part because of my tall and lankiness and everything. It's also
like Ray Bulger.
I was given this nickname in the projects in the city. How many scarecrows do you think there are in the city? everybody's reference of a scarecrow was Ray Bolger. Mm-hmm. What was that? Was that idea of that and everything? So that's where that nickname really came from for
Makes sense, yeah.
It wasn't from an actual, like, seeing actual scarecrows or even knowing what they really were. It was just from the scarecrow from The Wizard of Oz that we had all seen.
Oh, I thought it was the fact that you're made of straw.
Yeah, man, you know who I am with fire? I'm bringing that up. That's not cool, bro. That's not cool. It's a lot of fire around here. That would really be messed up. That would really. And Linda Lovelace, born in this day in 1949. Mm-hmm. So we've got a lot of great names on our list today, and we want more of them. More. Get us more birthdays and
more birthdays, everybody.
We want to celebrate with you. We want to send a special shout out to our friends over in Finland and Sweden who are still listening on their ham radios and still enjoying.
You guys are great.
Yeah, you guys rock. Mm-hmm. Keep sending us messages.
Need to learn
we love hearing
Finnish so I can say something
yes,
to them.
Yes. For a while there, I had a bit where I was saying good morning in all these different languages. I forgot about that. Maybe we'll do that again. I don't know. We'll see. Well, for now, we are going to take a quick time out, get to some news, come back, and we got some good stuff lined up for you. We're going to tell you when we come back, what's a food you cook wrong on purpose? That's coming up.
Everything.
Yeah, tell me. If it's me, yeah. Coming up on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Pope.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican state lawmakers are introducing a proposed amendment to the Wisconsin Constitution. It would limit state government diversity initiatives. GOP lawmakers say diversity efforts amount to reverse discrimination. Democrats say Republicans are trying to stoke culture wars. Wisconsin is one of the leading states for vehicle crashes with wildlife. Experts fear things will get worse as more rural areas get developed.
Roads, fences, development, things like that are all types of fragmentation that decrease connectivity for wildlife to be able to move across the landscapes.
Jeremy Romero is with the National Wildlife Federation. The federal government is rolling out a pilot program. States can apply for grants to build safe wildlife crossings. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Lowell Center in Wisconsin Rapids will again be partnering with AARP to provide free tax counseling. If you need help filing your income taxes, the AARP Tax Aid Program will provide free assistance to low and middle income taxpayers. Appointments are necessary, and they'll give special attention to those age 60 and older. Beginning January 15th, you can make your appointment between the hours of 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Monday through Friday. Just call 715-422-2778. That's 715-422-2778. Appointments will be on a first-call, first-served basis. Though this is a free service, donations are appreciated and greatly benefit Lowell Center programming. There's a blue blood drive at the Adams County Community Center today, January 10th, from noon until 5 p.m. You can sign up to donate at redcrossblood.org or just walk in. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Wisconsin travels to Ohio State. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In men's basketball, the number 15th ranked Badgers take on the Buckeyes tonight in Columbus. Number 11th ranked Marquette is at home tonight. They're going to host the Butler Bulldogs. NFL, the Packers at practice preparing for Dallas. Jordan Love with two touchdowns against Chicago threw a rocket to receiver Dontavian Wicks right in the belly at the goal line. I asked him, did he know that Love had a fastball?
Yeah, he got it. I guess he seen it open fast. All I just seen was his arm, and the ball was on me, so.
You know, he put it there, had my stomach hurting a little bit, you know. But, you know, he made it play, you know, and that's our job to make plays for him.
And for the second year in a row, Mike McCarthy will face his old team. The Cowboys head coach said this time, no more questions about his days in Green Bay.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, the drama of it, I'm sure you guys will love. I will not participate this year. It's playoff time. It doesn't matter who we play, to be honest with you.
That's Dallas Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go.
You just can't.
I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with some light snow developing by late this afternoon. Our high right around 30 with wind west at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy with some light snow, a couple of inches possible by the time everything ends late tonight. Our low 20. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 28. More measurable snow possible Friday, Saturday. After that, it is going to get really cold. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. I like this one.
Yeah.
I like this one. Got a good feel to it.
We have to throw some more on there and see what we can find, something interesting,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah. At one point, a friend of ours and a friend of the show here, Emma, when she was on with us and everything, we were talking about making our own bumpers.
Oh,
we were
wow.
talking about that back then, yeah.
And then get on that, Melissa.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure.
Someone asked people to name foods they cook wrong on purpose because they just like them that way.
All right.
Do you agree with any of these? Are they better like this? And is there anything you intentionally cook wrong? 715-424-2600. Call up and join the conversation. We'd love to hear from you about any of these or mm-hmm. anything that you make that way.
Yeah.
How about Kraft mac and cheese? Someone said the milk is completely unnecessary. They only add the butter so it's less runny.
Oh, wow.
I've seen people do that.
Really?
Where they leave a little bit of the pasta water in there.
Oh, okay.
Because it thickens, mm-hmm. just, you know, it thickens it.
Huh. Never had it like that.
Because of the starch.
Interesting.
Really? That would make it, that would be a much drier pasta or mac and cheese. Yeah. I'm curious now.
Yeah, I kind of want to try it now.
Yeah.
Ramen noodles. They drain almost all the water, so it's just the noodles. They only leave enough water to mix in the flavor packet.
Okay. Another one. A little drier. Mm. Okay, I get it. Yeah.
It's kind of
my brother used to make it that way. Or eat it raw.
Wow.
Hey, we had to eat ramen a lot when I was a kid.
Oh, okay.
And sometimes you want it different.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, that's different.
Get that.
That is different, yes.
It seems like the opposite way I make cereal. I like a lot of milk with my cereal.
Oh, okay.
I like a lot of milk with my cereal. Mashed potatoes. One person said that they only mash them a little bit. Another said that they prefer them with the skin on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's...
There's nothing wrong with
No, there's so many different ways you can mash potatoes. You can just mash them a little bit. You can mash them, whip them. You can you do a dance, you know.
I think the only way to have a potato is to beat it up. Yeah, yeah.
mash the potatoes.
No.
Whip them. Mash them. Smash them.
You just want them shoved in boiling hot oil, James.
Yes. Yeah. I've realized a couple of things about myself over the past year. I will eat anything that is thrown in oil.
Very good.
Crisped and everything. And anything that has powdered sugar on it. I don't eat trail mix. I don't eat puppy chow very often.
Yeah, right.
I
know what you're talking about.
What is the cereal they use for that?
Chex.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Muddy Buddies. Yeah.
I probably never had an actual normal Chex in my life. But you put powdered sugar on those things, and I can't stop eating them.
Little chocolates and stuff. Oh, yeah. Oh,
it's so good, and I can't stop eating it.
Mm-hmm.
French fries. Most people like them crispy, but someone said that they prefer them undercooked so that they stay floppy and a little raw.
Okay. Yeah. That is different. I don't know many people who prefer their French fries a little floppy.
No.
That's how you eat them at home, because when you cook them in the oven, oftentimes that's always how we had them as kids.
Yep. Yeah.
Air fryer. That's all I'm going to say. Get an air fryer.
Yeah, you got one, sure.
Yep.
Oh, might have to try that.
That works very well. It makes it much better.
Breaking spaghetti in half. No, you stop it.
Oh, I do this.
You're not supposed to, because it's harder to twirl the noodles around the fork. It's also, the noodles don't cook the same.
Oh, what?
But I promise you, they don't. Try it without doing it.
Oh, boy.
But it's not impossible to do, and it saves you the hassle of getting your really big pot out.
Yeah.
In all practicality, lots of people do this. I don't think there's a huge problem.
You can even buy half pasta.
Half spaghetti. Yeah.
Yeah.
I do remember growing up, though, my Nana once got mad at me for doing that. And I'll never forget it.
Oh, so you did it.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I was a kid, and she gave me a bowl. It was a different bowl than usual. It didn't fit. So I just thought, crunch, you know? I mean, I'm a guy. I'm going to force it in there. That's what we do.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
She got mad. Lots of people said that they like foods overcooked or even burnt. Toast, eggs, popcorn, pasta, to make it really soft, broccoli for the same reason, and burnt hot dogs on the grill. Burning marshmallows for s'mores is another one a lot of people were suggesting on this, too. You can find.
I agree with the hot dogs and the marshmallows, but all the rest of it, no. I do not want burnt eggs. Yeah, do not burn eggs.
That does not sound appetizing. Burned eggs is not, no.
No.
Burnt toast is not either. I don't mind a little carbon on my food, but
now and then, especially if you got a hangover, burnt toast is probably a good idea.
I like
it. Well, I don't drink, so I have no reason to do it.
I like
maybe you should start.
I like my bacon a bit rubbery.
You like rubbery bacon?
I like to
undercooked bacon.
Just as close as you can get to undercooked.
Yeah.
As close as you can get. Because I'm also one of those people that freaks out over, I'm not going out eating a bad food. I'm not going out that way. Did you hear how James went out? Bad chicken or
raw
something. Something like that. No.
Actually, Beth is similar to you. Mm. She likes it that way. I'm the other end. I like crispy bacon.
I like it always. Bacon
is great.
Bacon. You know,
I feel like on this list, toast is the one that's so specific. Everybody has a certain way they like their toast.
It's true. I'm with you.
Unless you have a flaky toaster, then you eat it however it comes out because it's toast.
It's an adventure every time you have
all around
toast.
The country and coast.
I always say,
what do you like most? I don't want to brag. I don't want to boast. I always tell them, I like toast.
We are going to take a quick break. Come back and have some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR Locally Grown Radio.
When the weather is cold, it's wonderful to warm up with freshly roasted coffee or a delicious tea like turmeric ginger. Family Natural Foods carries organic and Wisconsin roasted coffees and teas to delight your senses and warm you from the inside out. Find Wisconsin-based Wonder State, Liberation Farms, and Ruby Coffee roasted local and fresh. They also carry Reishi Tea, an independently owned Milwaukee company inspired by tradition. Warm up at Family Natural Foods.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future, in a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do play, and laugh, do win and lose, do learn from your mistakes, and challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid, or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. Do call your mom and ask her for advice. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life,
thank you.
What matters to me is that you keep doing. I love you always, Mom. Inspire Kids to Do at 4H.org.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Dane County Executive Joe Parisi. Joe, let me ask you. You've made a little news. You have declared what in regard to the Twitter, now known as the X, and the Dane County municipal accounts. Joe, have you banned Twitter?
Well, we're no longer going to be using Twitter, I think is probably the...
Is that the same as banning Twitter, sir?
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Hello, music lovers. Tim the Polka Guy here to let you know the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show is moving to a new time slot, 12 noon every Saturday. So join me for the best in old-time music every Saturday at 12 noon right here on the new WFHR 97.5 FM and AM 1320.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with some light snow developing by late this afternoon. Our high right around 30 with wind west at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy with some light snow, a couple of inches possible by the time everything ends late tonight. Our low 20. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 28. More measurable snow possible Friday, Saturday. After that, it is going to get really cold. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, James here with you. We hope you're having a great Wednesday out there. Happy hump day, everybody.
Yeah. Wow. Can't believe we're out at Wednesday.
I know.
The first one we've had in 3 weeks, guys.
I know. Mm-hmm. After those Mondays off, you know. Yeah. It's so weird.
Mm-hmm. It is a little weird. And it's going to get even more weird because not only did you put the three of us in the same station, but we're talking animals and our personalities.
Oh, boy.
The 10 personality traits we share with our pets.
Okay.
Remember that scene in 101 Dalmatians where the people were walking their dogs, look and act like them?
Yes.
Yep, yep.
I remember that.
Kevin remembers.
Yep, Kevin getting in there.
Yeah. Two-thirds of pet owners think that their cat or dog is like a four-legged version of themselves with similar personality traits. A third even think that they look like their pets in ways like the same hair, eye color, or body type.
Mm-hmm.
People with cats were even more likely to agree. 70% of cat owners think that they share traits with their pet compared to 63% of dog owners.
Mm, ooh, interesting.
Here are the top personality traits we think we have in common with our pets.
All right.
You both like long walks.
You're coming with me.
The beach?
Yeah, right.
Maybe.
I like the idea of pet dating apps. That's great. I like long walks. I like chasing my tail. I like to like to sleep in the sun.
Right.
Going on hikes. Okay.
Okay, which is a long
kind
walk.
Kind of the same.
Yeah, okay.
Going on car rides. Okay, I'm seeing a little bit of a pattern here.
Boy, is there a cat that likes a car ride?
Good
There's
question.
Plenty of dogs that do.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to think of... cats. Okay, all right.
Spending time at the beach.
Speaking of the beach.
Yeah.
Long walks on the beach.
A love of peanut butter.
Ah!
That's funny.
Well, that's got to be self-defense, you know? Mm-hmm. If you eat a lot of peanut butter, you know... And your pets are probably going to get some of that, you know, kind of thing. So, yeah.
Yeah. You both hate mornings. yeah. I think that this is a good chance, good time to bring up. We're projecting a lot of this.
I think so.
You've never heard a cat or a dog say that they hate mornings. Like now we know they don't like Mondays.
According to Garfield. Right. Yeah.
That's about it. Neither of you like a change to your routine.
Yeah.
Have you ever met somebody in your life that, you know what, I really love change?
Especially animals who are like they have to plan their day around when they're getting fed or something
change
like that, right?
Eating time?
Yeah.
No.
Thank you.
The human brain loves and thrives and looks for routine and for pattern. The animal brain needs it. It's necessary. Mm-hmm. It's vital. It's almost the only way that they think.
Yeah.
There is some imagination. There is some creativity in the animal world. We've all seen examples of that. Mm-hmm. And unfortunate as that might be, I've seen a lot of examples of that in the city of animals adapting to humans.
Right.
But as far as like, again, us projecting our kind of things on animals, there is no change in the animal kingdom. There's adapting. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Exactly.
You both enjoy treats. Yes. Very true. Very true.
Everybody loves treats.
Food. Good. Yeah. Food is good. Yes.
Like we all like to be rewarded with treats. We all like surprise food. Surprise, yeah, right? Surprise food. You come into the station and Diane or somebody made cookies or something like that. Mm-hmm. You know, we are very, very treat friendly mm-hmm. around here.
Yes.
You both enjoy warm naps in the sun.
Wait a minute. Now they're just pulling our leg. Yeah, no, right, I don't, right, someone's yeah. being silly here.
I don't actually like to sleep in the sun.
No, me neither.
You get overheated. No. Yeah. And then you start, mm-hmm. you know, get all sweaty and stuff. So,
sunburned?
Yeah.
I don't mind. I like sitting in the sun. I'm not going to fall asleep.
I'm not like a cat, you know, that finds a sunbeam and just sits there for hours.
Like a lobster.
Yeah.
You have a strong distaste for new people or animals in your space.
That's opposite projection now.
The poll also looked at the top New Year's resolutions we think our pets would get on board with. The top ones are exercise, cutting back on treats, eating healthier in general, and spending more time outdoors.
Oh, wow.
Now,
I think they would not agree with the cutting back on treats.
No.
Never.
There is not a pet in the universe of all time in the history of pets that has ever wanted that.
Yeah. No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is the definition of projecting now.
Yes,
now this
absolutely.
Is exactly that.
But it's my pet. He doesn't. He gets a great excuse, too.
Your pet doesn't think like you. And the sooner you wrap your mind around that, the better.
Exactly.
That you have to think like a dog, a cat, a fish, or whatever it is that you have, and put yourself in their shoes, put yourself in that perspective. I think this is very important, and I don't think you should own a pet unless you can, and if you can't do this. Mm-hmm. I genuinely don't think that, because there are plenty of times, Fido knows why I'm gone. He knows what I'm going to. No, he doesn't. No. Quit trying to, like, no, he knows. I know my dog. I know my cat.
Right.
Are they a different, like, race?
Yeah.
Are they a whole, have we never seen this dog or cat before?
Right.
Are they talking to you?
Well, and
I may have follow-up questions after that.
Yeah, right.
Kevin is talking to us through this whole segment.
Yeah,
it
is. Yeah.
Kevin knows what's going on. I got to say, though, you can do an experiment, okay? You know, how about you have your dog, okay? Your dog, you leave the house, okay? Mm-hmm. You forget something. Mm. You go back in. Didn't the dog just treat you like you'd been gone for hours?
Yeah, yeah,
they have no sense of time. Yeah, they don't know any of this. So, yeah, please stop doing that. Yeah, they know where I am. Whatever. They don't know.
One of the greatest strips comic strips I'll ever see, Get Fuzzy, guy, his cat, his dog. He's talking to them, and I leave for work every day. What do you guys think I do? Like, we just thought you stood on the outside of the door all day. The dog's like, that's why I bark at the door all day. So that's why he barks at the door all day. He thought you were on the other side.
The other side, right.
Come back in. We miss you.
Get Fuzzy. Great comic strip.
That is a good
strip.
Great
comic strip. We'd love to hear from you, everybody. 424-2600. Call up and join the conversation. What do you and your pet have in common? Or what do you think you have in common? Or
what are you forcing on your pets?
Yeah. Any of you think back all the way to 2023? Gosh. Oh, those were great days. Those were some interesting days back in 2023. So young, so carefree.
So full of joy and hope.
Yeah, no. If you had to put the over-under on the number of times that you got a perfect night of sleep, what would you say? 424-2600, like call up and join the conversation.
Okay.
How many nights of perfect sleep did you get? I would say it was under 10 for me. I really? I feel fair saying that. I feel, and I wanted to say that jokingly, and as it was coming out, it's like, no, that's not funny, James. You really need to work on that. Nobody is laughing at your joke. That's something I definitely got to work on. How many would you guys say you
perfect
had?
Sleep?
Yeah, perfect. That's what they're saying here. Perfect night of
that's
sleep.
That's rough because who?
Out of a whole year?
Yeah. I don't, wow.
When you think about it, my number ain't that different.
No, I don't think it would be. No, I don't think so, man. I think you're right.
Because this last year was not a great year of sleeping for me.
You were the first person I thought of with this list, Melissa, because your sleep patterns have changed so much, I imagine, over the past year, when you have to sleep and all that.
Yeah.
According to new research, the average American gets a, quote, perfect night's sleep 132 times per year.
What?
Apparently, the average American also lies on surveys. and we get a, quote, good night's sleep 120 nights a year. That leaves 113 nights, which are either bad sleep or where you don't get sleep at all.
Wait. We get more perfect night sleeps than good night sleeps?
Yeah, that's what
they're
saying.
That seems counterintuitive. Yeah.
That maybe there's just a lot more people with sleep trackers now or something.
Oh, that could be too, yeah.
Good point.
Yeah.
That breaks down like this. 36% perfect sleeps, 33% good sleeps, and 31% bad sleeps. But those bad sleeps can be disruptive. 65% of people say that a bad night's sleep is enough to ruin the whole next day.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I don't know.
Stress and
maybe not ruin the whole day, but it can definitely
make it harder, I think. Yeah.
Stress and anxiety about health and upcoming tasks are the main reasons that people think that they are struggling to sleep. People also try things like reading, warm milk, CBD, melatonin to get some Z's. But only 28% of people say that they have a solution that's, quote, very effective.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
I have been waiting to hear back from Acme, and I'm looking for one of those big mallets, and I'm just going to have my dad hit me over the head with one of those mallets. Like, because I've tried every one of these things on this list.
And nothing.
You know what I will say, though? The one that probably worked the best? Warm milk.
Really?
Yeah. That, okay. For me. You know, I'm just, for me, all these others, melatonin worked, but I also do a morning show. And I can't afford to be a zombie during a morning.
Yeah, that doesn't work so well.
Everyone, I got a great night's sleep last night. It was wonderful. I hope that everybody's ready to do the show. We're going to have some fun today. Sorry if I'm a little excited. Got some good sleep last night.
Just started nodding off.
No, it doesn't feel like
I just want to see that show where James does that, where he like just briefly nods off in the middle of a sentence or something like that. And next, we're going in other news, you know, kind of thing.
I went to a restaurant that serves breakfast at any time, so I ordered French toast during the resistance.
That must be a Stephen Wright joke.
Stephen Wright. Yeah. I just couldn't help it. I had to pull it up. What are some solutions or what are some things that affect your sleep and your sleep pattern, and how can we counter them? How can we help? I think, for one, I can give you a lot of the things that I've tried and that haven't worked for me. But what I worry about when I say things like that, or anybody does, is, oh, well, that person that was going to give this a chance, and then they hesitate because of something somebody else said.
Yeah.
Everybody's different, and different things work for different people. You know, I don't think that outside of any side effects, anything is bad to try necessarily.
No. And I know for me personally, you know, you spoke about warm milk. The thing that I have tried that's worked the best for me is tea. You know, like a nice tea before, like an hour or two before bed.
Tea.
Yeah, right. I enjoy peppermint. Peppermint tea is one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one that helps too for me. So, yeah.
Okay. I like that.
You got to find what works for you.
Exactly. Yeah.
Melissa, do you have any go-tos? Do you have anything that you do?
I listen to my audiobook on tape when I'm trying to fall asleep.
That's good. Yeah, that works.
That works for me. It distracts my brain enough that I don't overthink.
That's a good thing.
Nothing keeps me awake like sounds. Whether it is outside noises or it is the person by you, you know, noises or, or any of these things. For some reason, that is the one that, I say for some reason because I, you know, growing up in the city, that's all you had. There are no quiet nights in the city. There are no, you know, wow, it was really quiet out last. No, there's always sirens or cars or people or something going on.
Right.
I don't know if that's that's why. Like I miss, like my brain misses that, and I need more of those sounds.
Yeah, right.
Or what is this? Because it's not as if I haven't slept in the city since I was a kid. I have, and I've had just as much trouble sleeping then than I do now and stuff. So,
wow, that's interesting. Know. Yeah,
but it's one of those things. I out of all this list, the biggest thing I will say out of this list is not even on here. Give yourself some patience with this. Give yourself some grace with it. It's very frustrating. And part of why you're frustrated is because you didn't get good sleep.
Yeah, exactly. It's very counterproductive. Yes.
And it's very easy to get discouraged with this and to immediately think you are doing something wrong.
Right.
I have had actual bona fide doctors, people who have graduated from UCLA, tell me right to my face, this is not something you can control. This is not something that's under your control. You can try and you can find different ways to counter it, and many people do. But there's also a good chance that you're just going to be struggling with your sleep your whole life.
It's one of those things, yeah.
And this is something that you may not figure out until you're 50. You may not figure out until you're 60 sometimes. But
figure it out until you're dead. Then you'll be sleeping all the time. Yeah, no, I'm just kidding.
Mickey Ward Ziva. Whatever the case might be, don't give up and keep trying.
You
deserve good sleep.
Exactly.
And you deserve some grace to yourself.
James is still here. He's proof.
Yes.
He's still trying.
Coming up.
He's waiting. Okay.
Armadillos.